All right, let's come back together. Turn back to page 15. Turn to page 15. Let me talk to you about laying on of hands a second. Let me say that laying on of hands is more than just a tradition. In Hebrews chapter 6, verse 2, the doctrine of laying on of hands is right with the doctrine of baptisms, is right with the doctrine of the resurrection of the dead, repentance from dead works. And so, in a moment, we're going to do a little practicum on curse breaking before we talk about trauma. And I lay hands on people while I lay hands on them to see them healed, to prophesy over them. And Jesus didn't just die to get in you, he died to get out of you. And so the Holy Spirit lives in you. And when you lay hands on people, it's real. Never underestimate it. It's not just we don't just do it because it looks cool. I'll never forget when we installed James as pastor, when I laid hands on him, something really happened. The Bible says don't lay hands on people suddenly. That's in the whole thing of ordination. So we take that seriously. And so when you are breaking a curse over someone, I lay hands on them expecting the Holy Spirit to touch them. Now, what's the Holy Spirit doing? Maybe he's touching them epigenetically. Maybe he's working in their DNA and how they read reality. I don't know what he's doing. But I do know something happens. Now, in a moment, we're going to break into groups of probably three, all female and all male, just because I don't recommend, when you start dealing in deeper things of the soul, that men minister to women and women to men. Now, I will minister if Kathy's with me or something light, but if I'm going to work deeply in someone's soul, I want Kathy or one of my daughters or someone like Carol with me. Same if Bruce was going to lay hands on a woman, the same. So when you break into groups, I want you just to ask the question, after hearing curses, do you feel like, is there something generational, or maybe there's something that your primary caregiver told you over and over, something, this has affected you. You break into your group, and each person, I recommend a group of three, each person, just take 5-6 minutes and pray for them. Now, remember, we'll talk about trauma in a bit. It's a bit more complex, but I want to give you some basic things of helping people who've been traumatized. In our advanced school, we go a lot more into detail, but I want to help you today and cooperate with the Holy Spirit in helping people who've been traumatized, that's a subject. So let's go ahead and break into groups of three, okay? Men and women, just breaks into groups of three. And then once you find your group, I'll tell you what to do next. Once you get in your group, sit right down and I'll tell you what's next. Find your group, sit wherever you would like. Don't worry about being with Pastor Bruce. I've given up on him. I doubt you can help him. I'm teasing. All right, let me have your attention one last second. Once you're in your group, let everyone share where they think, and they just take turns. Let everyone get a chance to get prayed over. Oh, thank you. All right, let's start by taking about 20 minutes. Then we'll work with trauma.